gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be together is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Real-time pain relief. You want to get this product that is really great for aches and pains. You can get some for a heck of a deal, a dollar. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and go over there to the right-hand side. We haven't changed it from red type yet, which we should do, because I found out last week that certain people with beginnings of macular degeneration can't read red type. So anyway, if you can read it, it says real-time pain relief over there. And if you go to that page, it'll tell you about how to get some for a buck and give it a try. So check it out. Real-time pain relief. A couple of things that relate to the next thing I wanted to catch up on. I wrote a column that will appear in the Dallas Morning News Wednesday called Is It Time? And it's a column that dawned on me about questions that I commonly get asked kind of all at this certain time. You know, is it time to plant trees? Is it time to I've got some trees in containers. Is it time to plant them? Is it time to prune? Is it time to do this, that, and the other thing? So you can see that whole column. It'll run. They normally put it on their website even before it runs in the paper, but it'll be around Wednesday, and then right after that we'll have it on our website. But just going through some of it today I thought would be good, and I did a little quick research. At least I've started the research, like I told you earlier, about killing fungus in trees with the hydrogen peroxide using a spray. Will that work? And I ran into something kind of interesting. I ran into a website that talks about tree fungus and saying that it can be killed by pruning out the infected limbs and then spraying the tree with a fungicide. Well, now this website recommends what a lot of people think is an organic solution, Bordeaux mix, B-O-R-D-E-A-U-X, Bordeaux mix, which is made, it's a copper-based product. This, I didn't realize this, but it's probably right. I knew it was a copper-based product, but this says that it's made from copper sulfate and hydrated lime, neither of which I recommend using in this way, especially the copper sulfate. Bob Webster and I talked about it on his show yesterday. Somebody called in and said that somebody had been railing about organic techniques and that the We Organic people recommended some really dangerous stuff, and that didn't make any sense. And one of the things that we recommended is copper sulfate. I don't recommend any copper products, especially copper sulfate. I think it's incredibly toxic. It's been banned by certain states for some time now. It ought to be banned by everybody for using in lakes and things like that, which is primarily what it's used for. Well, I take it back. I guess primarily what it's used for, it's used in those products that are unfortunately sold to flush down the toilet and kill tree roots that are in the sewer lines. Well, if it does that, guess how much damage it does to life in the soil and things like that. If you've got roots into your sewer line, you need to get a new sewer line. Putting something toxic into it is really a bad way to go. But copper sulfate's pretty nasty product. Bordeaux is something that I've never recommended, I don't think, ever. We used to recommend some of the rotenone and pyrethrum and things like that that we don't recommend anymore. But I don't think I ever recommended Bordeaux. I may have recommended copper products in the very beginning, but I don't recommend any kind of single element products hardly at all, because it's so difficult. You need to use such a tiny amount of them. Even if your soil test, for example, shows that you need to add some copper, which is beneficial for the taste in food and for different things, but you need a very tiny amount, a background level of it in the soil for it to be effective. And so buying some kind of copper product and put it out, it's very difficult to put it out at a light enough mix to where you don't cause a bigger problem chemistry-wise in the soil than you had to begin with. And that's why I don't recommend single element products much at all. What do I recommend? Well, I recommend compost and fish and seaweed and garret juice and organic fertilizers and the rock minerals and dry molasses and cornmeal and all those things. Why? Well, there's background levels of boron and copper and all those kind of trace minerals in all that stuff. And so if you use the general products that we talk about all the time, just good quality compost is going to have background levels of those things. And that's why the organic program works so well. You just don't have to go out and waste your time and your money and create a dangerous situation by buying boron or copper or molybdenum or whatever it is that's showing up to be deficient. The natural materials, azomite and diatomaceous earth and, you know, all the things that we talk about here all the time will have those in there at very low levels, which is exactly what you want. But this article does indicate that my theory might have some validity, and that is that you can spray a tree that's showing fungus ears and get the material to soak into the plant and maybe kill the rot that's inside the plant. One thing that's going through my mind that I'm going to be playing with, the idea, and you might, those of you out there interested in experimenting, might do it as well and give us some feedback, be part of the experimental team here. Spraying hydrogen peroxide on the tree and killing the fungus might be pretty good by itself. On the other hand, adding orange oil to it might make it work even better. We discovered accidentally years ago in a big commercial project that where we had borers, and in this case, they were specifically on red buds, on newly planted red buds on this project. It was the Radio Shack project in downtown Fort Worth, 40 acres that we did organic over there some years ago. And the trees came in with borers in the trunk, and we had in the specifications to use orange oil to spray the tree and soak it into the tree trunks, but we had specified using a low level back in those days. We were saying we were kind of afraid of hurting the plants with orange oil, so we were telling people to use the same mixture that we recommend for spraying foliage to kill insect pests, and that was 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water. Well, the contractor didn't read it or made a mistake or whatever happened, and they mixed it real strongly. They mixed it like almost 50-50 orange oil and water and sprayed it on the trunks. They didn't get any on the foliage. I can't remember if the foliage was out when they did it or not, but anyway, they painted it on the trunks of the tree. And when they started growing again, the bleeding stopped and the borers went away. It completely killed the borers and controlled them and didn't hurt the plants. At least we didn't think so at the time. I think later on some died, but that could have been caused by the maintenance was just a nightmare on that project. The owner of the project switched about 3 times and it went through some periods of time where it didn't have any maintenance going on at all. But the thing that we learned was that orange oil was incredibly effective at soaking into tree trunks and killing borers. You know, you didn't need to use the toxic chemicals that the organophobes are always lamenting are not on the market anymore, like Durzban and, you know, other toxic materials. You don't need that stuff. The orange oil works better. It soaks in very effectively. By the way, those of you that have powder post beetles on your porch, you know, post or something like that, or on your or in your firewood, and they're deteriorating your firewood, you can spray with orange oil in those situations and kill the borers there too. But it's going to be interesting to experiment with living trees and spray hydrogen peroxide to kill the fungus, the rot that's going on, and add a little orange oil to make it penetrate better and maybe make a better control. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. Reg Active's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get Reg Active cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and it's time to talk about this. What I started talking about, Is It Time?, the Dallas Morning News column and some of the related things in that, and expand on them a little bit. If you want to call, it's 866-444-3478. Is it time to plant trees? Yes. One of the most common questions I get on that is, should I wait to fall? Is it fall the best time? And then if I missed fall and I'm on into winter now, which some people consider this winter instead of fall, is it too late? The answer to the question is trees can be planted any month of the year. The only time you run into any kind of risk issues is if a tree has just been dug and it's in the spring and, you know, the fluids are really moving around in the tree, you're going to have less chance of survival and no transplant shock at that time than other times. But other than that, if the tree is in a nursery and sitting on top of the ground in a container or balled and burlapped in the spring or in the summer or in the fall or in the winter, they can be planted. The tree is always, and especially in containers, a plant in general is always going to be happier in the ground than it is in a container sitting above ground. Balled and burlap plants that are healed in with compost or mulches or whatever, they're pretty happy. They kind of like that situation. It's like I say all the time, it's impossible to plant a tree too high. You can set the tree on the ground and build the soil up to it, and it'll be just as happy as can be. Any kind of tree. You might have to adjust your watering a little bit to make sure that ends up being created in, it doesn't dry out, but the tree doesn't mind being that high, and it's impossible to plant it suspended up in the air, so it's impossible to plant a tree too high. But it's very easy to plant the tree too low. People ask me a lot. They say, I've got a bunch of plants in containers. Should I wait till spring to plant them and keep them in the containers over winter? No, get them in the ground. The best thing to do by far for the plant is to get the plant in the ground. If you've planted it, if you've bought something that's even halfway adapted to the area where you live, it's going to be much better off not being in a plastic container, but being planted in the soil properly. So yeah, no problem at all. There's probably more bad information about planting turf than anything bad. Information number one is that you can't plant solid sod in the fall You can plant solid sod year round. You can plant solid sod in the fall, in the winter, the spring, the summer. Doesn't make any difference. If you're planting a sod that is adapted to where you're planting it, and that goes for bluegrass and fescue in the north, plant away. Is there a chance of it freezing? Well, yeah, if the temperature drops 25 or 50 degrees in one day, you're going to lose turf that's been there for 50 years in some cases. So, yeah, there's always a possibility of having some damage. But in general, you know, ask the landscape contractors and the golf course superintendents if they, you know, refrain from planting solid sod at this time of the year. They just laugh about it. They plant basically year-round, but planting in the fall, there's no problem at all. Now, planting seed is a different issue. If you plant seed of whatever turf it is in a summer grass like Bermuda grass, and you get little seedlings germinated, you have a warm day in October or November, and you get little seedlings going, and then the temperature drops like crazy and turns into a bitter, bitter freeze, it'll kill those little seedlings that haven't got established yet. But you're not going to have that kind of damage on a turf, especially a turf that has been planted correctly. And by planting turf correctly, what I mean is good quality, healthy turf, putting it on moist soil that's been raked out smooth. You don't need any fertilizer or anything like that under it. And then put the compost and or organic fertilizer on top of it after you've planted. And, yeah, you can do it at planting time. You don't have to wait until the first cutting or any of those silly things that you'll hear people say. You can do it right away. Don't overdo it. Fill in the cracks. Roll it to eliminate the – that's really not for leveling so much as for eliminating the air pockets under it. And you'll be, you know, off and running. Next subject is going to be about pruning. I probably forgot something there, but I'll try to remember it later. Here's Robert in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
I have got about 10 young pecan trees I planted about 5 years ago. They'll be 5 years old in December.
Okay.
And I'm experiencing something that's lopping off some of the limbs, and I think it may be a twig girdler, but I don't never have experienced this before. Can you talk about that?
Well, is it a smooth cut, smooth-looking cut?
Yeah, it looks like somebody's taken a file and went around the outer bark, and it just kept going around, and it just falls off.
Well, that's exactly what she does. Okay. It looks like a pipe cutter has been used on it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you'll look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, and look up twig girdler, you'll see photographs of it. It's also in our book, the Texas Bug Book. What she's doing, and I'm saying she because it's the female that lays eggs out on the terminal growth, and then she cuts it off like that so it falls to the ground and the life cycle, you know, continues in the ground. It's cosmetic, not a big deal. I wouldn't worry about it anyway, just kind of curious looking.
Okay.
You can spray Garrett juice with, you know, a little bit of orange oil in it. If it's getting so heavy, it looks like it's damaging the trees.
Okay, well, I just never had experience. I never have seen the insect at all. So.
We've got pretty good pictures on dirtdoctor.com. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run out of here for a minute. Howard Garrett back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Talked to Robert a little bit more off the air there. He had a good tip, and told him I'd throw it out there so we could maybe get some help from somebody. He didn't know where it's available, maybe somebody else does and has had some experience with it. He read or found out about lactobionate being used on the soil. What it is powdered baby milk, and apparently in the manufacturing of it, when they have excess, they've been experimenting with putting it out on the soil around various plants, I guess, and it's doing a great job stimulating biological activity and helping production, which makes all kinds of sense. So if anybody has any information about where it might be available out there, let us know. It's called Lactobionate. B-I-O-N-A-T-E, I guess, L-A-C-T-O, lactobionate, and it's baby milk formula. Interesting stuff. That'll drive the chemical guys crazy if we can figure out how to make a great product out of using a leftover byproduct like that. Back to the is it time? And the next, like I said, subject is pruning. A lot of books, a lot of talk, a lot of columnists, a lot of people give some information about pruning that you really need to avoid. The worst one probably of all, there's several that we'll talk about here, The worst one of all is flush cuts. That term is still used. It's just amazing to me. It's used in some books. It's used by columnists and talk show people and all. And flush cuts, it's just such a goofy thing to do. What you're doing when you do a flush cut, you're putting the saw against the trunk of the tree or a bigger limb, either one, and you're cutting that limb away so it's flush with what you cut it off from. Well, if you do that, you will have destroyed or virtually destroyed the healing device of the tree, the branch collar, that swelling. If you look at where the limb is connected to the trunk or to another bigger limb, you'll see that there's a kind of a bunched bark. It's just, and it creates a swelling there, and it goes around where the just out from where the branch appears to attach to the trunk, and it is where the branch attaches to the trunk. That is trunk tissue out to that swelling. So if you cut a flush cut, you have cut into the trunk of the tree or the bigger limb, same thing, of course. And what happens when you do that is instead of getting a round cut, it'll almost be a perfectly round cut if you make the printing cut where you're supposed to do it. Generally speaking, if you put the saw up there where it's comfortable to put it and then you angle out, which will follow the angle of the branch collar, you'll be pretty close to the right spot. You have to kind of force it over to cut in too close and do this, what's referred to as a flush cut. And I admit, years ago I did it too, because that's what, you know, we were taught. It's what we learned that was supposed to be done. Don't leave any stubs, you know, do a flush cut. Well, when you do the flush cut, instead of getting that perfect round cut, which has callus form very uniformly all the way around the circle as the cut heals, as nature, as the tree, you know, does its thing, you'll have an oval cut or a football-shaped cut if you've made it at the wrong place, in too tight. And what's wrong with that is that you'll get the callus forming very thinly at the top and at the bottom. And at the side, you'll get it forming more or less, closer to what it ought to be. It's going to be thicker and more correct, you know, if the whole cut is moved out like it should have been. But it'll also be inconsistent, and it's very likely, almost 100% guarantee, that you're going to get some disease, some fungus starting at the top and the bottom of the cut. What that results in is a cavity being formed in the tree at that point. Yeah, a big old hole in the tree. If you see cavities in tree trunks, it's almost 100% guarantee that somebody made a cut there too close. Now, it could have been a natural situation. It could have been a limb that was blown and ripped off by the wind, or, you know, lightning knocked it off or something like that. You know, it could be natural. But in most cases, it's going to be a pruning person who did a cut at the wrong place. And the funny thing about it, the ironic thing about it, is it's a lot more trouble to make the cut at the wrong place. It's easier to make it at the correct place, out of ways at the top, and then angling out as it goes down, because that branch collar, that swelling, that bunched bark tissue will be sticking out farther at the bottom than it is at the top, sometimes three times as far. On a big, people say incorrectly that maybe you need to leave as much as a 16th of an inch when you cut a limb off. Well, that's incorrect. That's as badly incorrect as making a flush cut, because on a big limb, you might have a branch collar, especially on the bottom, that sticks out 6 inches or more. A big limb that's pruned away for whatever will have a big protruding branch collar. And remember this, it's always more beneficial to the tree to make the cut out too far and leave a stub that's too long than to cut too close to the tree trunk. Always. If you're going to err on the side of leaving too long a stub. Look at the trees in the wild. Look in the forest. Walk around sometimes. Fun to do anyway. And look at trees that have naturally aborted from wind or from being shaded out by the top canopy of the tree or from whatever reason. You're going to see a stub there that's going to surprise you about how long it sticks out from the tree and how well it has rounded and calloused and formed and healed and not allowed a cavity to form there and leaves a bump on the tree. I guess some people think that cosmetically that's not good. I have found on my own trees that when I make the cut at the proper place, I have photographs on the website in the pruning section of the library, it'll form just a perfectly smooth, just very gentle kind of a bump out, not big at all. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about pruning here in a minute. But right now, let's talk to Jim in Jasper, Texarkana, Arkansas. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. We've got a little unusual issue here, and I thought maybe you could be able to help me with my liriope. I've just planted it in the fall.
Okay, we'll try.
And the dark green liriope is standing all tall and very beautiful. And all the variegated is laying flat like a spider. And there's 20 of them, and every one of them is flat. And I can't figure out why one liriope or monkey grass would be laying flat and the other one standing tall.
Well, I can tell you in general why that is, Jim. The variegated plants in general are not as healthy as the green plants. I've discovered that years ago on various things. There's a few cases where that doesn't hold up. Variegated pittosporum, for example, tends to be healthier than the green form in our alkaline soils. It's a head scratcher. It's kind of weird. But I find that Ophiopogon and variegated Asian jasmine and variegated cuba plants and variegated other plants, variegated ficus, all tend to be less hardy and all than the green plants. And the green plants just having more chlorophyll or whatever it is. I have no idea what it is, but they just seem to be healthier. And that's a fairly common thing you see about the variegated plants not doing quite as well.
Now, will they come back out of that in the spring, do you think?
I think they will. And if you like them and want to keep them around, I think doing fall fertilization, you know, a drench of the Garrett juice and one of the dry products, if you haven't already done that, I would do that and just give them, okay, you know, some good nutrition going into the winter. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about the first major fertilization of the year under the organic program being in January, you know, coming up in the not too distant future. And so just feed them well, and I think you can keep them looking pretty good. But I doubt very seriously if side by side they're ever going to look exactly the same in health.
I see. Okay, well, I appreciate that. So it's not too late to go ahead and do the Garrett juice to it.
Oh, no, not at all. Any organic fertilizer at this point in time is feeding it a root system to get a little burst, a little push of growth, you know, as we get through the end of the fall and start going into the winter. And there'll be a little bit of root growth even during the winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Let's see. What else did I want to tell you? They got an open line if you want to jump. It's 866-444-3444. 7-8. Related to the pruning, that's one thing I meant to talk about a little bit more, is a wonderful byproduct. And incidentally, the website, and I need to look it up again, it's something chips, mulchchips.com or something like that. Somebody called with last week, and it's a national deal where you can sign up, and if some arborist in your area has to get rid of some mulch chips, they'll dump them on your place. And I called and signed up last week, and I have not heard from them yet. So we had one listener that did receive their chips and sent me some photographs and had a good experience with it. So it looks like it may be something good. But at the next break, I'll try to look up that exact website, and we'll try to see if anybody else is having any good or bad luck with that. But the main thing I wanted to discuss with you was, if you do have some pruning done, and if you have the room on your property and your arborist is open to it, leave the ground up tree trimmings on your property. That is the best mulch you can have. It's by far the best, because it's a blend, especially when you've trimmed living trees. It's a blend of the cellulose, the carbon of the wood, and also the protein of the green parts of the trimmings. I'll talk more about that and the management of it when we come back. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be right back after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Ladybug, a new earth natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Alrighty, the person that identified the mystery photo this morning, the time, lemon time, is actually what was in the shot. The time that I'm using a lot in my teas to use this morning. One, not only a product from Espoma, liquid organic fertilizer, but also one of our natural organic certification courses, our online course. If you're interested in it, it's available. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and you can see how it works there. Might be something to consider along with or instead of some of my books and membership to the Organic Club of America for holiday gifts. Might be a little bit different thing for you to take a look at. We've had a lot of people sign up and take it and become certified, and a lot of people are still taking it. That's one of the nice things about the course. You can take your time and take it one course, one chapter at a time, and take as long as you want to do it, or sit down and do it all at once. It's 15 chapters, and you can you have to pass 100% of the test, the 15 tests, the one after each chapter, but we give you a pretty good cheat sheet. It's a 26-page booklet. It's a pretty good little backup for the basic stuff, the most important points that I cover when I teach the course. And it's a helpful little book for you to have. And passing with flying colors is not that hard to do. And also the buying books and helping the Texas Organic Research Center is something we – certainly appreciate people doing, and there's several ways to do it. You can buy my books. You can click on Buy Howard's Books, the red button at the top of dirtdoctor.com, and see how it all works and get the other benefits that come along with it. And there's something new. One of the things that is part of that raising money for TORC now is my art, and we're making the first one available as from this last newsletter, the newsletter that just went out. You can see this piece of art that I did called Fall Colors, and it's available in its limited print form, which is a little higher quality than the unlimited prints, which are also available. And you can see that on the website and see how it works. Just check out the current newsletter. Let's see where I was on the mulch stuff. Yeah, I found the – by the way, there's open lines for you at 866-444-1366. dirt, which is 3478. That website that I hinted to where you can get free mulch, and this is apparently a national deal. Doesn't say anything about where it's limited as far as location or anything at all. So I assume it's available to anybody out there. It's called getchipdrop.com. Get, G-E-T, chipdrop.com. You go in and you sign up for it. The only thing that made me raise my eyebrows just a little bit, it gives you, once you've signed up, that you once you've signed up like that and they're going to bring you some chips, you can't stop it. It's going to come. There's no way to cancel it other than to take your name off the list. So they don't contact you, apparently. It just shows up one day. And, you know, that may or may not work. I'm really looking forward to getting the feedback from people who are using it, and which we've already done from two different folks, and it seems to be working pretty good so far with some pretty clean stuff. They make reference to one other thing that makes you scratch your head a little bit, and that is if you want logs, you can't specifically order just a load of logs and firewood type stuff, but it gives you the impression from that you may get that as part of the mulch, which for some people wouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, it just goes into the fireplace firewood stack. But people not interested in any firewood getting some big pieces might be a little bit of a problem. So let's look into this thing and check it out and see what we determine. Again, it's getchipdrop.com. Okay? So, pruning other things. Let's talk about fruit trees for a little bit. Fruit trees, and part of my Is It Time column that I wrote for Dallas Morning News, it is definitely time for doing the root flare exposure, getting the bases of trees exposed. And if you've got an orchard or if you have any fruit trees at all, and if you haven't been listening to us and you haven't already gotten into it on your own somehow or another, pretty close to 100% of the fruit trees planted in the country, probably other countries, are too deep in the ground by a lot. It's the most common thing I run into when people write me or call me on the show or whatever and say, I've got plum curculio. How do I get rid of it? What do I spray? Well, spraying ain't going to do any good. Spraying with beneficial things like the Garrett juice. In fact, I'll make a note to go ahead and talk about that at the beginning of the next hour. The whole fruit and pecan tree program, that helps. But spraying something that kills is not a good thing to do. What gets rid of the plum curculio and borers and other things is to have the flare dramatically exposed and to have the basic organic program being used instead of high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and the toxic pest control products. We'll talk about that in detail starting the next hour and then get into your calls. 866-444-DIRT-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com.